excuse me. The issue here is whether the creditor who's making the registration, normally the creditor will come to the International Registry and say, I want to make a registration of an international interest. The creditor normally will not be in control of the asset. And the question is whether the creditor has to be a party which has undertaken to be bound by the rules as a condition for making the registration, or whether he should certify that the rules have been complied with by other parties. And the point I think Ms. Veneziano, Professor Veneziano, is making is that it is not necessarily the case that the creditor has to be bound by the rules. The key point is that the debtor and the keeper has to be bound by the rules. And so, therefore, Article 2.2 is perhaps unnecessarily restrictive, and therefore I have suggested in the chat the following for the second sentence of 2.2. However, a party must certify that these rules have been complied with if it wishes to register or be the beneficiary of any registrable interest registered at the International Registry. And what that does is that it puts an obligation on the parties contractually to agree that the debtor or the keeper, if the debtor is not the keeper, have actually undertaken to be bound by the rules, and that the rules are therefore being complied with. And that's important because that's a precondition for the registration of the interest, because you need to be sure that the rolling stock has been marked with the Orvis number in accordance with the rules. So I hope that fixes the issue, but obviously it is my suggestion, and I'm happy for people to correct my drafting.